The Biden administration has been on the road talking up legislative accomplishments and Bidenomics. On Wednesday, President Joe Biden and Democratic leaders gathered in the East Room of the White House to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the signing of the Inflation Reduction Act. Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York is the Senate Majority Leader. He praised Biden for presiding over what Schumer calls one of the greatest legislative sessions and legislative accomplishments in history.
So, the IRA, the largest climate investment in U.S. history. And we always had a North Star. Through all the yin and yang, through all the pushes and pulls, one thing I did tell you all when you called me, I had to tell the president too, I couldn't even talk to him, that we would keep our North Star, which was 40% reduction of carbon into the atmosphere by 2030, and we got it done.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi of California, who was House Speaker when the bill passed, thanked activists outside the Capitol Beltway.
To all of you, thank you. Thank you. This day would not be possible without the outside mobilization of so many great green activists across the country. Your organizations, whether it's environmental groups or labor unions or entrepreneurship, whatever it is, you made this all happen. Thank you.
As for Biden, he's been talking up Bidenomics in speeches across the country. That includes the Inflation Reduction Act, as well as other legislation like the CHIPS and Science Act. Biden says it's working.
I'm not here to declare victory on the economy. Our economy is stronger and better than any industrial nation in the world right now. But we have more work to do. We have a plan that's running, turning things around. The Inflation Reduction Act is a part of that plan. Bidenomics is just another way of saying restoring the American dream.
Biden touted the benefits of the legislation, like falling inflation, job growth, and lower health care costs for seniors. And then there's the other part of the climate and social spending bill, namely the climate. The act includes about $370 billion to help transition to a greener economy.
And it's supercharging the economic transition in key ways. First, it's taking the most aggressive action ever on climate energy, ever.
The White House event comes on the heels of encouraging news from the Energy Department. In a new report, the department predicts the Inflation Reduction Act will lead to a 41% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2030. But as important as that is, it's still short of Biden's goal of a 50% cut. Many green activists and some Democratic lawmakers are focusing now on what got left out of the Inflation Reduction Act. New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich is pushing for a tax credit for electric transmission that was dropped from an early version of the act. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is working on a green jobs training program that was also dropped during negotiations on the bill. Senate Majority Leader Schumer says if Democrats win back the House in the upcoming elections and hold the Senate and White House, they'll be pushing for more action building on the Inflation Reduction Act.
It was amazing, just utterly amazing, how much was done in this piece of legislation. But I can say this, as all of the great things from this bill roll out over the next few years and over the next decades, frankly, when it comes to the Inflation Reduction Act, as great as it has been, the best is yet to come.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.